Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am happy that we are together again as we get ready to talk about cigarettes, particularly e-cigarettes. How many of you have tried electronic cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and you're thinking, hey, you know what? This is pretty cool. This is a whole lot different. This is showing up different from what my mom and my dad used to smoke, what my grandparents used to smoke. And you're thinking, wow, this looks pretty cool. I like the idea of having something hip, something cool, something modern in my mouth. I can blow out smoke without the harm, without injuring my body, without messing up my health. Oh, yeah, this is what the doctor ordered. Or is it? WebMD is letting us know e-cigarettes may not be as good for us as it may seem. And especially when it comes to our teens. You know, so many companies have the ability to figure out how to market products to people and to specific market segments, to this group, this age group, this gender, this ethnicity, this nationality. They know how to get the word out, get those dollars rolling in as we buy their products and avail ourselves of their services. E-cigarettes, are they harmless? You remember back when you could go just about anywhere in just about any part of the country, go to a restaurant to eat, and you'd have to deal with the smoke, whether you smoked or not. You walk into a place, and don't let it be a buffet. Food is looking good. It's smelling good. And then all of a sudden, while you're trying to smell the flavors of the food, the fragrances of the food, you notice all of a sudden coming into your nostrils, smoke. And you know it's not because somebody's burning something on the stove in the kitchen. Cigarette smoke assaulting your senses. It's been so long since, you know, we've had to deal with that, that some of us may have forgotten what it was like to be bothered by the fact that we were going into this restaurant to get some good food. We had to leave out of there with smoke in our hair, smoke in our clothes, maybe a little bit of smoke in the lungs. But fortunately, laws have been passed in much of the country, making it illegal to smoke cigarettes in many public facilities, including many, many, many restaurants. Makes me happy. What about e-cigarettes? Would you be okay with people smoking e-cigarettes in the restaurants? And how about in the retail stores? I remember once I was up north visiting, and I was in a store looking at some clothes with a relative, and sure enough, all of a sudden, this was several decades ago, there was a lady in there smoking away, just blowing her smoke all over the place. And it was brought to my attention how bad it smelled, but also, can you imagine buying a brand new outfit that smelled like cigarette smoke because cigarette smoke was in it? Oh, man, I'm a happy camper that they passed so many laws, so many places, making it illegal to smoke in so many public facilities. What about e-cigarettes? Well, Justin Olson doesn't have any interest in cigarettes. He's 18 years old, lives in Georgia, and he loves vaping. He estimates that he vapes every day, and check this out, takes about 20 hits every hour. Every hour, 20 hits on his e-cigarette. While cigarette smoking, just regular cigarette smoking, rates among teens have dropped over the last few decades, the use of electronic cigarettes, also called vaping, has risen among teens. And surveys show that many teens don't know about the dangers of these products. and a few popular vaping trends could increase the risks even more. One of the most popular products among teens is a flash drive-shaped system called Juul. J-U-U-L, Juul. A flash drive-shaped system, an electronic cigarette system that's shaped like a flash drive. It contains roughly the same amount of nicotine as an entire pack of cigarettes. Get this now, nicotine. It's not just vapor, innocent vapor that you might see, you know, over a stove. Somebody's boiling water and vapor begins to show up. This isn't, there's more to it than that vapor. Nicotine. And in this one flash drive shaped system, roughly the same amount of nicotine as an entire pack of cigarettes. How many of you have cut back on cigarettes over the years? How many of you have found that as you have cut back, your health has improved? You can breathe better. You can walk faster, etc. Yeah, they say there are tremendous benefits to cutting back, cutting out on the smoking. In the 2 years since Juul was introduced, it has captured almost half of the entire e-cigarette market. And that worries some researchers. Everything is different about Juul. The shape of the product, the design of the product. It's smaller and it can be hidden in the hand. It looks like a high-tech device. This, according to someone who has a PhD and a pharmaceutical degree, studied e-cigarette safety, and this person says they know that that Juul contains a really high concentration of nicotine. It is a few times higher than what they see in other e-cigarette products. In 2017, nearly 30% of high school seniors said they had used e-cigarettes. Many kids start vaping even younger, started even younger than high school. Most people are 17, thereabouts, when they're seniors. And they're saying many kids start vaping even younger than 17. Although laws prohibit kids under age 18 from buying e-cigarettes, nearly 10% of 8th graders and 14% of 10th graders said that they have used e-cigarettes. Olson started vaping when he was 17, Justin Olson, the one who said he takes about 20 hits every hour. He thinks it was probably the summer of 2017. He was at a friend's house, and his friend had a Juul, and he started using it. He thought it was pretty cool. They were passing it around, and he just tried it. He said he didn't really like getting buzzed at first from the nicotine. Getting buzzed smoking an e-cigarette. But he liked blowing it out of his mouth and doing tricks. Blowing the clouds of smoke out of his mouth. Teens are attracted to vaping for a few reasons, according to Bonnie Helperin-Felsher, PhD, Stanford University pediatrics professor who studied young people's attitudes toward e-cigarettes. And one of the things she points out is that it's cool to them. E-cigarettes are cool. Isn't that clever? A young group of people raised on high tech. So, hey, let's make sure we cater to them. Let's make sure we captivate them. Let's give them what they're growing up on anyway. They're growing up on high tech. Let's make these smokes look high tech. High tech, and it has flavors. The other thing is they perceive it to be less risky than cigarette smoking. That's because e-cigarettes are marketed that way. 7 in 10 teens say that they have seen e-cigarette ads, often in retail stores or online, and the kind of public health campaign that has warned kids about the risks of tobacco cigarettes does not exist for e-cigarettes. Olson said that he's heard people like his friend's mother talk about the risks of vaping, but it's been kind of like, well, you know, they're Olson says for him and some of his friends, it doesn't really matter. So they think that smoking in general could be a lot worse for you than just vaping. So when you talk to teens, they'll say it's just vapor. It's just water. That's what Halpin Fesher says that these people say, the young people say, it's not smoke. It's not. It's just vapor. It's just water. And she says it is not vapor. She said it's actually an aerosol, and there are harmful ingredients in that aerosol. How many of you like the idea of smoking formaldehyde? What all kinds of stuff do they put in cigarettes besides nicotine? Are they doing the same kind of thing with e-cigarettes? Well, listen, when you light a traditional cigarette and the tobacco burns, it produces toxic chemicals like carbon monoxide and formaldehyde, which you inhale. An e-cigarette instead uses a coil to heat a liquid called e-liquid or e-juice until it produces an aerosol vapor, not a water vapor, an aerosol vapor. And the main chemicals in e-cigarettes, what do you suppose they are? You'll love this. I know you will. Propylene glycol and glycerin. Those are the main chemicals, some of the main chemicals in e-cigarettes. They're technically less toxic than the chemicals that are in tobacco cigarettes. But if the product temperature gets too high, in other words, if that e-cigarette overheats, then the safe compounds start to decompose, and they can generate very dangerous compounds like formaldehyde, what's in the tobacco cigarette. That, according to Ganowich, the associate professor of oncology at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. In 2017, nearly 30% of the high school seniors said they had used e-cigarettes, compared to just 4% who said they had smoked real cigarettes, tobacco cigarettes. A study by Yale School of Medicine researchers found that 1 in 4 high schoolers who use e-cigarettes manually drip the e-liquid directly onto the exposed heating coils instead of letting the device feed the liquid into the coil. The practice, which is known as dripping, makes a bigger cloud of vapor. Remember, this is an aerosol vapor, and a stronger hit. Yet it could also raise kids' exposure to formaldehyde and other toxic chemicals, says Ganowich. Now, teens, are you listening? We want you to be healthy now. We want you to be taking good care of your bodies because we want you healthy. So stay with me now. Follow with us. There's a new study that found that teens who use e-cigarettes are exposed to more harmful chemicals like benzene, ethylene oxide, acrylamide than non-users. These chemicals, which are known collectively as volatile organic compounds, are linked to cancer and nervous system damage, among other health effects. Cancer and nervous system damage. This coming from the e-cigarettes. Another study in Environmental Health Perspectives found that e-cigarette users also inhale large amounts of toxic metals, including lead that's in the aerosols. These metals leak from the e-cigarette coils. E-cigarettes deliver ultrafine chemical particles into the lungs. And a few studies that have looked at the effects on lungs have shown that teens who use the e-cigarettes have higher rates of asthma, more frequent asthma attacks, and more school absences due to breathing troubles. E-cigarettes seem to trigger the same kinds of inflammatory responses in the lungs as cigarettes, as well as a few additional responses of their own. Young people use e-cigarettes in other ways that were not intended. For example, replacing the e-liquid with marijuana or other drugs. Vaping marijuana is more discreet than smoking it, lowering the odds of being caught. Yet, researchers don't yet know how delivering drugs via e-cigarette might change their effects on the body. We talked about flavors, and flavors being one of the reasons that so many teens find e-cigarettes appealing. E-juice comes in a variety of flavors that make the vapor taste like everything from blue raspberry to cinnamon breakfast cereal. In one survey, nearly 82% of young e-cigarette users said the reason they vape is because they come in flavors I like. According to a survey, again, 82%, I like this flavor. I like that flavor. I really enjoy that flavor too. And they smoke and vape. Although, I should say they vape, although the FDA considers most of these flavorings safe to eat, much less is known about their health effects when inhaled. Flavors safe to eat, not so sure when it comes to inhaling them. These chemicals aren't meant to be heated and breathed into your lungs, according to Dr. Halperin Felsher. Some flavors are more toxic than others. Can you imagine that? Some flavors are more toxic than other flavors. Ganowich and his research team exposed human cells to different flavoring chemicals in the lab and discovered that which was one of the worst offenders, which flavor was one of the worst offenders, one of the ones that did the most damage. It contains the chemical benzaldehyde, which is known to irritate the lungs. Which flavor? Strawberry. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, strawberry, one of the worst. Also worrisome, though, are vanilla, maple, and coconut. They contain the buttery flavored chemical diacetyl, which causes scarring of the airways, known as popcorn lung. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you thinking now? Are you following with me? You know that's what I want you to do. We bring information to you that you can use, and we definitely want you to use this. We want you healthy. We want you to live a good quality of life. Don't say we're all going to die sometime. There's going to be a lot of deaths, no doubt about that. However, why not live as good a quality of life as you can while you are living? E-cigarettes, how long have they been around? Roughly a decade. That's kind of young, so scientists don't yet have any long-term evidence of their risks. There aren't any studies that would tell you the lifetime risk of heart disease or cancer, some of the things that some of the experts would potentially worry about. This according to Dr. David Eaton, who led a National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine study on the effects of e-cigarettes. One component that e-cigarettes and tobacco cigarettes share is nicotine. How much nicotine kids get when they vape depends on which product they use and how they use it. Studies suggest that nicotine may have long-term effects on a teen's developing brain. And remember, Alan was saying he was getting quite a bit of nicotine. And remember, he was taking 20 hits just about every hour. And also remember, one Juul containing about as much nicotine as an entire pack of tobacco cigarettes. Studies suggest, again, that this nicotine may have long-term effects on a teen's developing brain, and since it can be addictive, kids could be more likely to have future substance abuse. There's a potential that if you use nicotine, it can essentially change the way your brain works when you're young, and you're going to have the potential to become addicted to these products in adulthood. Lauren Dutra, who's a research scientist at RTI International, says that there's a potential that it can indeed change your brain. One open question is whether e-cigarettes act as a gateway to tobacco cigarettes. There is evidence that young people who use e-cigarettes are more likely to try smoking tobacco in the future. That according to Eaton, who's a University of Washington professor of environmental and occupational health sciences, a JAMA pediatric study found that young people who used e-cigarettes were more likely to have smoked cigarettes 1 year later. Just 1 year. 1 year later. The theory is that e-cigarettes are easier to smoke than a cigarette, especially the ones with the flavors, says one of the study's authors, Stanton Glatz, who's a PhD professor of medicine and director of the University of California, San Francisco. He said it's a way to just kind of ease kids into nicotine. The body gets adjusted to the nicotine, and then they graduate to cigarettes. Wow, so clever. Yet the vaping industry says the evidence does not prove e-cigarettes drive kids into smoking. Gregory Conley, who's president of the American Vaping Association, says that what you are seeing in studies is a not-so-shocking finding that a teen who is willing to experiment with a vapor product is more likely to experiment with cigarettes. Notice what he said now. A teen who is willing to experiment with a vapor product is more likely to experiment with cigarettes. He says it's like looking at whether somebody who's willing to drink wine is also willing to try hard liquor. In fact, he says the opposite is true. That has been the number one warning point. These products are going to be gateways to traditional cigarettes. What has happened during this time? Big declines in youth smoking. This is what he says. In 2017, again, 4% of high school seniors said they smoke cigarettes. E-cigarette use does have some merit for adults, they say. For adults now. Research finds that e-cigarette use for adults could help long-term cigarette smokers quit and potentially live longer. And while Conley says that e-cigarettes are far less hazardous than smoking, there's no long-term research yet to confirm that claim. For young people, the risks of vaping greatly outweigh the benefits. And those who start on e-cigarettes might have a hard time stopping. For children who don't smoke, there's no reason to use electronic cigarettes, according to Gonowich. They contain chemicals. They might expose them to toxins. And it will definitely expose them to nicotine. One of the ways that they see as a way of curbing teen vaping is with a mass media campaign that educates kids about the dangers, along with better oversight. Smoke-free laws would be important for protecting kids. What do you think? Young people, don't be fooled. E-cigarettes bring a lot of harm to the table. I'll be right back.